With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I just found out my married son had an affair, and the woman may be pregnant.
I breastfed all my children at the same time. I also breastfed my husband.
What? That's all fun and everything, and then all of a sudden this thought creeps into my head. What if I teleport to the roof?
You guys want to talk about boobs for a quick second?
So, ladies and gentlemen, the very, very first time in the studio, we have, looking at me right now, Marquesa Scalia. Marky?
Say hi.
Okay. We're going to move on.
I am not friend of. I am not housewife maybe. I am housewife.
To be honest, I just don't see a reason for me to listen to your podcast.
Okay. All right. Okay. Needless to say, we wind up having sex. Whoa! Nick!
I think my life without television would have been drastically different.
Sex in a car is probably something you're not that great at.
I was great at that, actually.
Rich Wakili is not hairy.
I will say this. No one gets more unsolicited drinks thrown at them than Al.
Chris Manzo 8, Venmo.
Having you on the show was a mistake.
Here's my thought. I just had an idea, but I forgot it.
The dating life in general should have just straight up contracts. Should be like sports.
Ladies and gentlemen. It is happening. You know, I got a lot of feedback that I shouldn't smack my lips. I guess I keep the microphone pretty close to me and people around me. And the first thing I heard was that, which really screwed up the intro for somebody that needs no introduction. The biggest requested guest on the show since Lauren, both those names, I am very, very, you know, I'm hesitant to even say out loud. But a man that needs no introduction, Mr. Greg Bennett is here.
Hello. Hello, fans. Hello, Albie Manzo. Dear Albie.
Greg, here we are on Dear Albie. This is big. Wild. First of all, I mean, we've got a lot to discuss. But number one, do you listen to the show?
When I know that my name is mentioned in some capacity, I will tune in.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. All right. So, no, I'm just about as narcissistic as I was, as
you remember
expected.
Me to be.
Yes. So nothing's really changed there.
No.
So we had a lot of people. Number one, we're on a podcast right now. Which is pretty crazy to think that
I love podcasts.
Yeah, I mean,
so happy that you have one.
Yeah, but we didn't necessarily we didn't plan for these types of things, right? But we're here, and it's very funny to me because we have obviously a ton of questions that came in, people asking about you, what you're doing, how have things been, blah blah blah. But I want to get right into some things that we did specifically because we knew you were coming. We're gonna probably try and do a couple episodes while you're here. Because we don't see each other as much as we used to, pal.
I know. You never come visit me anymore.
It's true. So we definitely want to get through a lot, but we kind of threw it out there that you were coming.
Okay.
And we got a shitload of questions.
Oh, let's hear what they had to say.
Which is wild. But I want to catch up, too, with life.
I'm the most popularly requested guest you've ever had.
It's up there. It's definitely up there. So first.
Okay.
You're engaged.
I'm engaged.
Congratulations. Give me the story, because I really haven't even I actually cut you off. How selfish am I from telling me the story in real life, so we can tell it on the show?
Yes, we sat in silence in the car ride on the way here.
Pretty
so
much,
I could not tell you anything.
So what do you got? Tell me.
The engagement story itself. It was
whatever you want to say.
Great day. He's wonderful. His name is Alex. He is a nice Italian boy from Westchester, New York, which is, as you know, my dream.
Right?
It's all I ever talked about. Actually, when we lived together, I had a boyfriend who was not that and used to, I think like once on Housewives, I said that Joe Gorga was like the Guido meathead of my dreams. Mm-hmm. And like it started quite the argument with my ex-boyfriend, and now I have found the Guido meathead of my dreams.
That started an argument with your ex-boyfriend? Yeah, I remember.
Living with me, you remember that we had quite a few arguments. I got my nice Italian boy.
That's really, really funny. It was really I was very, very happy when I saw the pictures. I was away that day. We were asked to obviously come and be there, but Lauren was there. So break down a couple things for me because I have questions. Okay. How do you decide in a gay relationship that who is going to propose to who? Is that a thing that is addressed, not addressed? Is it whoever gets there first? Yeah. How does all that work?
Well, I think it's different for everybody. In my case, I was told that I would be proposing to Alex.
Is that normal?
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I never really envisioned anybody like dropping to one knee and asking me to marry them. It just never really seemed like that was in the cards. Mm-hmm. But we had spoken about it many times throughout our relationship, and he made it clear that he wanted me to ask him. So that gave me all the power.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, do you have friends then that will actually get asked to be married by their boyfriend at the time, whatever it is, obviously, that would actually, that may have been planning on doing it themselves and would get insulted?
Sure.
So they actually get mad.
I don't know if they get mad. No. I haven't heard of anybody. I think everybody's just happy to, it's just nice to be asked. You know? if he had surprised me and asked me, I would have been fine with, I wouldn't have been upset. Mm-hmm. But I knew that that was my job was to ask him.
Very interesting. I'm fascinated by that. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
So now you propose. It was all over Instagram and all that stuff. It was very, very, very nice.
It was a moment.
And we talked a little bit with Lauren about how it was all kind of set up and everything. So everybody got some details there. But on the show, it came up that you obviously are gonna have a bachelor party. Mm-hmm. Now, is you have one sure. and he has one as a joint? How does it?
Oh, we're talking about that now. I don't care. Like, I would much rather go with him and our friends somewhere.
Right.
He seems to be intent on like having a weekend away, and that's fine. So I think he'll probably go with his crew, and I'll go with mine. But. Right. Like, we share a lot of, like, we have a lot of the same friends. And like,
yeah, who gets invited to this?
I don't know.
This is like kind of where I was going.
I heard you, like, very, you didn't know if you would be invited on mine or not.
I don't know if I should be insulted or.
You're
okay
invited. I don't know what I'm doing yet. You're
yeah,
more
right.
than welcome to come.
But, like, is it going to be a different, like, is it going to be a scene yeah. that
there
I'm going to make
dicks
me
in
uncomfortable?
Your face? Well,
I don't know how, you know, I don't, like, no. What kind of straw am I going to be?
So, yeah, you're going to get a penis straw. no, I don't know because. I have a lot of different friends in a lot of different places. Like, I lived in California for 4 years, mm-hmm. so I have a whole group of friends there. I have my gay friends in the city. I have, like, my friends that I've had forever from home. So there's a lot of different people who have all separately been like, I can't wait for your bachelor
party. Yeah, right. Now, like, does your brother throw one, maybe?
Right. Yeah, I mean, he can. I can have more than one. I haven't even gotten there yet. We haven't picked a date or a venue or anything, so we have to, like, cross that bridge first before we start.
So do you expect to be invited to, let's say, my bachelor party?
I don't know. Are you engaged?
No, I don't know. That's not where
you're
we're
just
going.
Just hypothetically
speaking.
Sure.
But
yeah.
do
I expect it? I don't know if I expect it. Yeah, I would love an invitation.
I mean, you know, my assumption, well, I mean, it would really be up to Chris, right? So I guess...
But also, like, what are we doing? Are we, like, smoking cigars in a steakhouse, or are we, like, going somewhere fun?
I feel like I'd be more the low-key.
Yeah.
But no, actually, probably not, because the person that would be planning it would probably be Chris. And, you know.
Listen, I'm in.
So, I don't know. I'm just saying.
I'm fun. Vacation Greg is the most fun, so I will do whatever you want.
It's true. Now, beyond that, have you thought about, like, are you going to do this traditional ceremony? Are you gonna have like a bridal party? What are you thinking?
Definitely not a party. Mm-hmm. I don't. So he has several brothers. I have a brother. There are people who would all expect to be included, or I would assume are anticipating being included. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we'll do like the whole like 10 girls on each side, 10 boys on each side thing.
Right.
I would prefer to have it just be us and like maybe a man of honor, a maid of honor, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But definitely no long train for me. And
right.
Like,
if you had to choose a housewife to officiate your wedding, who would you pick? Can't pick mom.
Probably Lisa Rinna.
Okay.
Weird. I know. So what's weird is we've asked our friend Scott to officiate already, but Lisa Rinna like posted the photo of me getting engaged like on her Twitter and was like, this is amazing. Like, we DM each other. So in my mind, I was like, she 100% would do it. Mm. Like, of anybody who would probably do it, like get out here, it would probably be.
I feel like whoever officiates your wedding, and obviously this isn't something that will happen, but I think the ideal situation for me would be for them to be smoking a cigarette while officiating.
Right. Well, that would have to involve Countess Luann. I don't know if I want her at my wedding.
It would be
stealing the show.
So, I mean, everybody was also freaking out. Last episode, we talked about the Michael Bublé story.
Yes, that was incredible.
And we had footage of the reaction that you had. So we talked a little bit about, so like kids, right? I mean, is there a plan of action with that? Do you want kids? And like, how do you do that? Is it, do you pick like, if you go the surrogate route, do you just kind of let them battle it out? Do you guys all like just kind of,
yeah,
like,
know.
How does that work?
I don't know. I'm open to either. I think there are a lot of kids in the world who need homes. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very expensive to grow your own baby in a test tube and then impregnate a woman and, you know, rent her uterus for 9 months. So, yeah, like there's a lot of expenses associated with that. And there's a lot, everything's expensive.
I would love to watch you interview potential surrogates.
Right.
That would be something we
what
might
do you
have
bring
to do
to
that.
The table?
Yeah, that might be something, even if you're going to adopt, we should just do. Because hearing the type of questions that you would ask a potential surrogate would be like, it would be insane.
Yeah. I think even if we did have a surrogate carry baby, I think it would be nice to have like an adopted baby first.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to pepper them with a multitude of questions. Actually, Alex would probably ask more questions than me. He is even more so type A than I am. So
I like Alex a lot. I mean, I hadn't, you know, it's funny. Like when you guys started dating, it was obviously well after we had, you know, not lived with each other anymore. And you know, you guys met. How'd you guys meet? It's one of those.
No, we met on an app, mm-hmm. late in the night, and he came to my home,
mm-hmm.
my new apartment, and he just never left.
Look at that.
Well, you know what's funny?
It's a modern day love story.
I had just ordered mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, important.
I'd just gotten home.
Yeah.
And ordered them, and they had just arrived. But then he was then coming
so
over.
Did
and,
you like scarf the mozzarella?
Well,
sticks?
I let them get cold on the counter, and I've never ever
wow.
bypassed mozzarella sticks for anybody or anything.
So why did you do that? Why didn't
know.
You just eat them beforehand?
I don't know. It all just happened the way it needed to happen, and I like made a snap decision to leave the mozzarella sticks behind, and now I'm getting married. So
yeah, look at that. It's in the sticks. I guess
it was the right decision.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, we're going to get into the questions because we have a lot of them.
Sure.
It's dearalbummailbag@gmail.com. We have a Skype, Greg.
Oh,
we
wow.
take callers.
Call, like,
you know
right
what?
Now?
We actually had it. We have it set up. We're not doing it for this show. We have a bunch of people that have called in. What I didn't account for is like, okay, cool, we've got this stuff. Now put it in the show. And like, I'm basically going to let it rip on the phone. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But it's there. Yeah. And a lot of DMs came in on the Dear Albie Instagram.
Cool.
Here we are, you know. But it's a bunch of questions. Because
oh, wait, can I give my Venmo? Will people pay me? Don't you guys do that?
Chris does that.
Yeah.
None of us have made a dollar off this show. We're holding out. We're holding out for the big one. Holding out for the big
fans,
one.
Fans, if you'd like to DM me, I have a wedding to pay for. I will send you a video, like a cameo, but we can just cut out cameo and I'll just send
you
a video if you want to send me some money.
There it is. Yeah, you can plug your Venmo. Chris does it shamelessly.
I don't even
you know.
Know what it is. I think it's like Greg Bannon.
But we're going to get into it. We've had a bunch of things that came off the gram.
Okay.
Because we said on Insta that you were coming.
Cool.
This one's from Nance. Greg, what do you miss most about living with the Manzo brothers, and what don't you miss?
Hi, Nance. I miss, you know, it's funny. I always talk about those years living in Hoboken, they were the most fun I've ever had. Like, if you think about all of the nonsense mm-hmm. and the insanity that went on in that apartment on any given night,
yep.
We were always on an adventure. We were always cooking a feast.
Yeah.
There were always people over, whether it was women you were entertaining or men I was entertaining, or
we had to tell
my brother and his friends. Remember, they would all come over, and it was just like, it was like a frat house, but in a really nice frat house with a dining room and a terrace.
Yeah.
And
it was a very
view
open
view of the skyline.
A very open-minded frat house.
It was wild.
Yeah. It really was. I think it was the type of thing. You got to think about this, right? We move into Hoboken. We're 24, 25 years old, right?
Yeah.
On television, okay? Not that far off of, you know, from college and all that other stuff. Like, in a party town where, like, we put a restaurant under us after a year. True. You know what I mean? There was so much about that town when we first got there that was crazy. Because it was still kind of old Hoboken-ish. It was the very tail end of what it used to be.
Yeah, and we were also, like, it was such a small town that we were, like, very well known, right? Like, we could go out anywhere and not pay for anything, and it was, like, a really nice setup. But now, when you go back, no one knows who the fuck we are. Like, I'll go to the Chris's Pizza Place, and then I'll go to 10th and Willow across the street, which is, like, my favorite bar there. Get those wings, and I like used to walk in and be like,
always was.
Please, like, just I just want to sit in the back. And like now I walk in and I'm like, hello, fans, and no one knows them.
It's
like,
so
all
funny.
These kids were like 10 years old when that show was on.
We were honestly though, like, but I do feel like that entire town changed. Like that was back when like everything had a line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know what's weird when I think about? We used to have to call cabs then.
We did. There was no Uber.
Like there wasn't an Uber. Like you don't think about that.
I know.
But that was a to-do. That was a thing. And it was nonstop. There were a lot of really funny stories that were coming to mind where you had a guy that basically, so my room was on the far side of the apartment.
I'm like so nervous for whatever you're about to
no,
say.
No, we don't. Okay. Well,
you had the master.
Well, I'm telling why the bathroom signs were put on.
Oh, got it.
Do you want to tell a story?
Is this the guy who fell asleep in the bathroom?
No, that was the guy we convinced. All right, so a couple stories, really quick.
Is this for the roommate story episode?
That was,
is that what we're doing, or did we do that one
already? No, that one's coming up. People were asking us questions. I mean, maybe we should save some of these. But there was a couple of things. We had bathroom signs, men, women, and there was this one sign left
Chris
over.
Had a handicap sign.
The handicap sign, the accessible sign. And then it was, they gave you three signs because one guy got the doors mixed up and went into Chris's room by accident late.
He did.
And he freaked. And so you put the men's room, the men's sign on Greg's door, the women's sign on my door. And it was just a total, you had to do it. And then there's the guy that fell asleep
in the bathroom.
And when
we told him that he had signed a release for him at the front desk, and he was super drunk, and he came home and fell asleep in the bathroom, and we had, remember, Cheryl was there, like, waking him up, our friend Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl. Mm-hmm. And he came out of the bathroom, like, all disoriented, and was like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. And I was like, it's fine. And then you were like, oh, well, it's fine because we're streaming live on the Bravo website or something. And he's like, what?
Well, no, because we found out. Well, you wanted that because basically we found out that he was like either – he was doing something that was messed up.
I went through his phone while he was passed out.
I didn't want to say it.
He was like, yeah, whatever. He had said some things about me that I didn't like reading. And I shouldn't have been reading anyway. Cause I'm on my fucking phone. But I did, and I didn't like it. So then we told him that the fire sprinklers were cameras and that it was this like live experiment.
Yeah.
And he was like, I didn't sign anything. I was like, yeah, you did downstairs at the front desk.
Because he had to sign in. He started crying, grabbed his stuff and ran down the hall. It was amazing. Very, very, very funny. But I mean,
never saw him again.
What I mean, we should probably answer the actual question. So what do you miss the most about that? And then what don't you miss?
Yeah. So I miss those antics the most, I would say. I miss our meals. Chris and I used to make some banging food. What do I miss the least? The mess.
It was a messy place.
It was messy in that, like,
in the kitchen.
It was messy in that, like, as if the rapture came and you all ascended to heaven and everything was just left there.
I still insist it wasn't me.
It was a Chris. That was a Chris thing.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because it became the type
also,
of thing.
Like, never lived at college or gone to college. No. That was college for Chris.
Yeah.
Like, he was 21 years old living in that town.
Yeah. It was what our dorms looked like in college, where we realized, hey, listen, you don't want to live like that. Chris didn't have that.
Dolores used to poop in his shoes
was funny.
Quite a bit.
That was funny. But you know what, though? I think that we used to talk about it all the time when we were there. We knew how lucky we were to be there.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, we didn't I think that, like, we knew how lucky we were to be there, number one. We were very appreciative of it, but we knew, like, no matter what you were going to do, that nothing was going to be like that ever again. It was just just had that feel always. You know?
It was, I guess my biggest regret is that I saved no money while living there.
No, right? Absolutely not. That's definitely for sure. And that goes for all of us.
We spent all of our money on booze and fun.
This one from Smiles in Spanish. She's a big fan of the show.
Hi, Smiles in Spanish.
What's your favorite Mariah song? And how's the wedding planning going?
Oh, my God. Favorite Mariah song ever is Breakdown. Mm. Wedding planning is, it's slow moving, but we have a while to go. But I have reached out to a caterer I know.
Mm-hmm.
At the Brownstone in Paterson, New Jersey, to see what their availability for catering such an event would be. So, looking forward to that.
We had a number of people. We have Lee, the Babe, and Kathy Pastor hit us up asking about the Montauk train. I saw this on your story. Greg was out. I mean, you could tell the story, but Greg was making quite a commotion. He went to Montauk for the first time.
I didn't make a commotion. I made no commotion. Well, I was just trying to sit down.
You were documenting the commotion.
Yeah, so I documented it. So a girlfriend of mine had her birthday in Montauk. I had never been. I'm a true Jersey Shore rat. Mm. That's true. The day I die.
Belmar.
The shore. I'm a Belmar boy.
Mm.
So how do you get to the Hamptons, right? It's at the end of the world. Yeah. Montauk, the end. So we took a train. Mm-hmm. So I took a train with a girlfriend of mine. We were all ready. We got off at the switch. You switch at Jamaica, and we were, like, ready to get on. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the train pulled up, and it was short. So, like, we actually missed the train and had to walk down the platform along with everyone.
Yeah.
And it's true ghouls and goblins getting on that train. Like, the worst people. So we're standing in this aisle, and all of a sudden, this group of women come hobbling on, and, like, they all had different kinds of canes and crutches. And the woman with the truest injury was in a neck brace attached to a brace around her torso and a cane. And she had just had surgery on her back, apparently, and nobody would let her sit down. And then this woman behind her was like, "Have nobody any decency to let my mother sit in this train." And then finally somebody got up. And then another lady on a crutch was there, and she went, "Yeah, it's really fucking hot down here."
Yeah, it's hot. Yeah.
So anyway, we finally made it. But then we, like, got off the train, and you get in these, like, minivan taxis. You can call an Uber, but there's taxi people there. And the guy's like, "Get in my van." So we sit in the van, and he's like, "I just got to get a few more people." And we look out the window, and who is he negotiating the price with but, like, all the crutches and cane crew?
That's unbelievable.
And I just got out and ran to a minivan, because another minivan, because I could not take any more time with them.
Did you like Montauk?
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, like,
you're a Belmar guy. Like, you're a hardcore Belmar. The first time I ever went to Belmar was actually, you were a DJ's guy.
I loved my no shower happy hour DJs. See, but I wasn't the kind who, like, left the beach at 2 and, like, showered and put on my face for DJ's happy hour. I much prefer to go as I am on the beach.
We would stroll.
Never go back once the sun sets, because it's a terrifying place once the sun goes.
I don't think I've only been there once at night. And yeah, it is a different place.
Scary. And, like, going there now and seeing all the youngins there, and it's like, you know, in Finding Nemo where all the fish are swimming and they never stop swimming.
Yeah.
It's just people walking around. No one just stops and enjoys themselves.
Yeah, so you feel older now going down there.
I sure do.
I do. I was always more, like, when it comes to Belmar, I've always more of a Bar A guy.
Yeah, Bar A is fun.
But you feel old now.
Yeah.
You feel old.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of a thing. But because you were what do they call it, Bar A? Not Power Hour. What is that?
Oh, Beat the Clock.
Beat the Clock.
Yeah, yeah. Beat the Clock a few times.
I had a couple of people write in about college, the relationship that we had. That was, well, number one, about the blog in college, and number two,
bringing up that blog.
Like, people, you know, say what they say, and number two, the relationship that we had was very, very different after college and before. Like, we met in college later on
in college,
which is kind of funny to think about, because
was weird. College was fun.
Yeah,
we were friends because your girlfriend at the time lived in this apartment building that we called the brothel, because only girls were allowed to live there. And she lived in the apartment, one of the apartments. I was always at the brothel, obviously, because I was friends with all the girls. And what was your, like...
There was I was gone one weekend, and we hadn't been dating yet.
Some guy was, like, hitting on her.
Yeah, and I liked her.
I, like, sat in her bedroom with the two of them and was like, you should leave now.
you pretended you got sick.
I was texting you. I was like, oh, I'm so drunk and sick. Actually, I was just there, like, cock-blocking so that you would not get your heart broken.
It was big. It was very... And I was like, that's a day one type of dude. And, you know, we were off to the races from there. Mm-hmm. Somebody came in... This is from Brett. Are you still obsessed with Melissa Gorga, or have you moved on?
Am I obsessed with her?
I don't think
I was ever obsessed with her. I think it was like when we were all together, she was probably like the most fun one to be like, hey, like I'm obsessed with you. But we are still friendly. I've not, you know, we're cool. Everyone's cool. Her cousin is, I'm having my birthday party at his house next weekend. So... I don't think she'll be there, but everyone's still cool.
That's good.
Yeah.
I don't have a name on this one.
Okay.
But do you wish you got more credit for your comedic timing on Housewives?
Yeah, I fucking do.
I feel like
I was the unsung hero of that show.
Do you feel like you didn't get your due?
No, I don't know. It was on a show called Funny Gay Sidekick. It was a show called The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So.
We had so many near misses with the spinoffs.
I know.
Before Manzo.
So many promises. Promises made, promises broken.
Came so close.
Thanks a lot, bro.
But you know what? It's
hang in there, guys. It's in a holding pattern. We'll green light you eventually. said to me.
It's funny. But no, they took a couple cracks at it. There was a couple of times where... didn't you film in San Fran when you first moved?
I did a little sizzle reel in San Francisco, yeah.
I remember that.
They passed on that.
as they tend to
and
do.
And then like 3 months later, they were like, can we fly you back from Manzoed with Children? I was like, yeah, sure.
It's so funny.
It's a long time ago.
Who is your favorite, least favorite housewife?
Favorite, like, ever of all time?
I guess they're favorite, least favorite.
Oh. I love Lisa Rinna. I do. I think she's a great housewife, start to finish. She's just great. She brings something that no one else does. Least favorite? I don't know. Who do we hate? There's a little redheaded woman giggling in the corner.
Yeah, somebody just showed up.
I don't know. Take a guess, guys. I don't know. Any of those like one season wonders from OC. They're all
Okay. Do you have a favorite moment from filming?
Oh, Peggy from the OC. You all know who that is. Peggy, the 100th housewife. She's
got it.
The worst.
Do you have a favorite moment from filming?
Yeah, probably. Would we say my birthday was my favorite moment when you guys surprised me at the gay bar? That was fun. Oh no, meeting Patti LaBelle was the best.
That was funny.
That was fun because we were at that food show.
Yeah.
And the like producers who worked on Housewives also worked on the Oprah reality show.
Yes.
And knew Patty's people from that. And that's how that whole thing got brokered, because they were like, oh, this kid wants to meet you. And she was very nice. Amenable to that.
Yeah.
And that was awesome.
It was a very funny one. That was really funny.
And when Lea Michele like said she knew me on Watch What Happens Live, but they wouldn't let us go to Watch What Happens Live to meet her.
I don't remember that.
That wasn't a filming thing. Remember she was going to be on it. And we wanted to go because I made you all watch Glee and you're all obsessed with Glee. And then they were like, well, you can sit in the sound booth, but you can't sit in the audience. And we were like, well, fuck you. We're not going. But
that's messed up. I actually don't remember that.
I remember it well. I was heartbroken.
Wow.
Whatever.
I don't know what this is. This is from Nim Saj. Will he ever do Danny Pellegrino's Everything Iconic podcast? I love them both on Twitter. I don't know who that is.
So Danny is actually a friend of mine from before he started his podcast. He lives in LA. He has that. His Instagram is Danny Pellegrino. And he does like funny memes, reality TV memes. And now he has a podcast. I would love to do his podcast. He's asked me. I don't go to LA a lot. I know he's coming to New York. So if he wants to ask me to be on it here, I'll happily do it.
Look at that. And the last one here is from Facebook. It's from Ali D.
Okay.
Somebody said, try not to screw up my name. We screw up names a lot on this show.
Sorry, Ali.
Anyway, Greggy,
Yes.
Will you please tell us the full story about Dolores almost dying? Oh, so glad she pulled through so she can continue to dig through the trash bin like the true gremlin we've come to know
she
and love.
She's a fucking gremlin, man. So Dolores was at death's door last week. We went away to the shore for a week with Alex's family. And I don't usually board her. I usually have somebody come and stay in my apartment, but nobody was available for that long. So we put her in the spa, the dog spa, and they called and they were like, your dog maybe had a seizure and had diarrhea in her crate and now won't look at us. I was like, so did she shit on the bed or not? And they were like, well, no. I was like, so she just pooped where she wasn't supposed to and now won't look at you? And they were like, yes. And I was like, well, that's like what she does. That's like all she does is poop in my house and then not look at me when I yell at her. So we sent somebody to get her because they wouldn't stay open and let us like come. It was like a whole dramatic episode. But we sent a neighbor to go get her and she could like barely walk. She was dehydrated. But like a few days later, she was back to chain smoking cigarettes and eating TV dinners in my apartment. So I'm sure she's fine.
She is like
immortal.
Yeah. We don't know. How long have you had her now? Like at least 10 years,
I've
right?
had her for 10 years.
And we didn't know how old she was.
Remember when I got her? We didn't know how old she was. She was probably about 100 when I got her. But she, like, you want to hear how immortal she is? She digs through my trash. It's her thing. A giant garbage can that she's able to knock over. I made ribs one night. Mm-hmm. And two racks of them, like I had guests over, and all the bones were in the bag. And I came home from work. Like the path wasn't working. It was like a nightmare to get home. I'm like exhausted and sweaty. I get inside and the garbage is everywhere. And she's just staring at me. And I'm like, oh, you fucking bitch. And I'm like putting all the garbage back in. And I'm like, where are the bones? Where are the bones from the ribs? And what do you know? For days, she shit out bones. Chunks of bone. And I was like, well, this will surely rip up her intestines and kill her. Nope. Iron intestines. I don't know. I don't know what's going to do her in. I want to get her stuffed. I don't want to.
Wait, you being serious?
I don't know. I feel like it would be so cute. So like, it would be weird, but it would be cute. Or maybe just her little head mounted on like.
Greg, you can't behead your dog. You can't behead your dog.
Or a Viking burial where we put her on a raft and send her out to sea and then like shoot a flaming arrow at it.
That a Viking burial for her would be pretty funny.
Right.
Getting her stuff is so. It's so. You know what?
Like just, turn her into a lamp or something.
I could already see it. Is that cruelty somehow? Is that allowed? Or that's probably a thing.
It's a thing. Isn't that what people.
Well, I think a lot of people do that because like, yeah, for that exact reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I would happily stuff her, but I don't think Alex would let me.
That's a really, really morbid thought.
Yeah, well, I've been planning her death for years, and she just won't die, so I don't know what to do. I figured she was going to die like within 5 years because she was old when I got her, but she just keeps waking up every day.
This is I can't even wrap my head around that whole entire thought
of stuffing her.
Mm.
Yeah,
I've
legit looked into it, and I've
so. If Bravo, this is a question for me.
Yeah.
just trying to like honestly move on from the thought of DVC getting stuffed. For those of you that don't know, that is Dolores Von Cartier, which is Greg's dog, all of our dog for a little while. Bravo comes to you and says, Greg, we'd like to do a wedding special and tape the wedding. Would you be up for doing it? Because obviously that's a big...
You want to hear the thought I had the other night?
Go ahead.
Imagine the gag of them being like, we need the first gay housewife, and they made me the housewife, and you had to be my friend. Wouldn't that be funny? That would kill you, wouldn't it?
Okay.
It would kill you.
A check is a check.
You would crumble into dust.
A check is a check.
I don't think there's a chance that they would come to me and want to...
No, I'm just saying. But if they said such a thing...
I don't know. Weddings are expensive, so if there's some kind of... exchange of goods and services involved.
You want that for your betrothed?
No, I wouldn't want to put him through all that.
Did he watch the show?
He did, but not enough to know. Like he didn't see me when he met me and say like, oh, it's that guy. Like it wasn't like that. Mm. He did say I looked familiar.
Okay,
and I told him like the next day. Mm-hmm. Why he thought I looked familiar, and he realized it then. So like, yes, but not in the way that it was like, oh, I'm going to go, like, sleep with the guy from the
right. Way. Is there much fanfare with all that stuff in the community? Or is it, like, spiteful, kind
with
of? Like
people?
Yeah, like, or is it, like, spiteful? Like, in a sense that, like, oh, we don't want to let it in. Because, like, in New York, really, New York, New Jersey area.
Oh, yeah, New York.
You know, no, like, they don't want to give you the satisfaction, I guess, of saying anything.
It,
like,
depends. How does it work? Sometimes people are really nice, and they'll come up and say, like, oh, I think you were so great. And mm-hmm. they take a picture, and it's very nice. Sometimes people come up and say, I don't know who you are, but my friends do, and they really want you to come over, and that, like, makes my skin crawl, because then I feel like I'm being, like, paraded around.
Well, with you, like...
I'm very tall.
So yeah, that was my thing. You're, like, what, like, 6'2", 3'? 6'5", really?
Yes,
jeez.
I'm 6'5".
Wow.
So, it's like I'm a... Like, I walk in a room, even if nobody knew who I was, they would still see me walk in, so it's, like, I'm self-conscious about that, and, like, when people, like... I don't like the whole, like, I don't know you, and I just want you to know that I don't know you, but they do. So you have to come over here and take this picture, and that
got it.
Irks me.
Okay. Well, look, we're glad you finally made the show. What'd you think?
Same.
Did you have fun?
It was so fun. Are we done?
We're going to do it. No, we'll do a roommate thing.
Oh, okay.
Cool. You know, which will obviously, you guys will hear that the following week. But, I mean, do you want to make a last minute plea for anybody, any musical act to play your wedding?
Oh, well. Where do I begin?
If you had to have three people, an opener?
I think we all know who I would truly want.
Mm-hmm. What, your friend?
My friend and follower on Instagram, Mariah Carey. You can check. She does follow me still. Her social media person is terrified to unfollow me. right? They're like, oh, this guy is so weird, and he tags her and everything. Her, you know who I thought would be like a nice, like, sing my song is like Kristen Chenoweth.
Okay.
Wouldn't that? And that's like very gay. Trot her out.
Mm.
I don't know. Who else do we... Alex loves Ariana Grande, but she's not coming to my wedding. Mm-hmm. She's too famous.
Got it. Understood.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man. This was good. I'll be there.
Oh, will you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm going. If I'm... Then, you know, if you'll have me, obviously.
Okay. Yeah, totally.
You know? Yeah, that's the...
You only get a plus one if it's serious, though. I'm not paying for dinner for, like, some random person.
All right, but my dad's catering the dinner, man.
That's true. Yeah. All right. Bring whoever you want.
So, anyway, no, Greg, this was good. Everybody, dearalbummailbag@gmail.com. You got to rate, subscribe, all that stuff. We're very, very professional here, Greg.
Yes.
It's a hit show.
I rated it 5 stars.
It's a hit show.
I'm subscribed.
It's a thing.
It pops up on my podcast list when there's a new app.
It's pretty wild. I didn't think all this stuff was going to go this long, to be honest with you, but it has, and it's going actually kind of strong. We're all kind of shocked by it. We're having fun. We're very appreciative.
Good.
And here we are.
I'm so proud of you.
This is it.
Congratulations.
But, hey, man, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you later.
Bye, fans.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.